T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome into the program one of our favorites of all time, of course, Steve Holman, voice of the Hawks, who joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline.
Steve, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, fellas.
So, Steve, what was your overall reaction to the 8th and the 10th pick for the Atlanta Hawks last night?
Well, you know, it was funny because it happened so fast.
Yeah.
You know, folks were waiting, sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and then all of a sudden they said number 10, and then immediately it was like, well, that's the Dallas pick. Because we thought it might be 9. It wouldn't have been any better than 9. And then just when you get that through your head, all of a sudden the number 8 pick is the Hawks. So, you know, I mean, as I said on Twitter last night, look, number 1 would be great. But you get 2 draft picks in the top 10 to add along to the roster that we have and the kids that we have with Trey and John Collins and Herter and Amari Spellman. And the other thing to remember, I think, too, before people get, you know, totally disappointed that we didn't get the number 1 or finish with 8 and 10. You know, there's 36 days between now and draft day.
Thank you.
So there's going to be a lot of stuff happening. And, you know, Travis is going to be right in the middle of it all. And we have 5 picks total, which I believe is more than anybody in the draft. So there are teams that don't have any picks that are going to want picks. They're going to want, you know, something. So, I mean, almost anything can happen between now and June 20th. So I don't think that what happened last night is totally set in stone. You know, if it is, great. You're going to get 2 top 10 players in the NBA. Otherwise, Travis has got 36 days to wheel and deal and talk to other teams. And I'm sure he's going to come up with the best possible deal for the Hawks.
And, you know, Steve, that was my point last night, because I was about like everybody else in Atlanta. I was a little bit disappointed that we didn't get the number 1 overall pick, because that's what I thought was going to happen. But at the same time, when we talked to Travis Link yesterday, he said the best case scenario for him is to have 2 picks, 2 top 10 picks in the first round. He got that. And just like you said, you got 36 days before anything happens. It's not a guarantee that Zion Williamson is a Pelican. That's not a guarantee. Now, it's looking real strong that might be the case, but that's not a guarantee at this point.
No, anything's possible. I mean, with all of these teams that are, involved in all of this. But I think we have as many chips to put into the center of the table as anybody. And I think, you know, Travis can do that without having to, mess with the core of what we've got here with these young kids and the development of Trey and John Collins. And I really liked Trey's attitude last night on Twitter. You know, he put that picture up of he and John and, you know, the two of them laughing, and he says, you know, we'll be good. I think that's the attitude that everybody's got right now. And I think we're in a very good place right now, going forward to June 20th.
Steve Holman, of course, play-by-play voice of the Atlanta Hawks, joining John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, Steve, we'll get back to the Hawks in just a moment, but I want to go to some of the other issues that last night kind of solved. If there was any doubt in Adam Silver's desire to try to end tanking, it may have ended when they pulled a card for the Phoenix Suns at number 6, because they have flatlined this thing so much that the benefits of having the worst record in the league no longer seem to be that great.
Yeah, well, and then the two teams, I think, that were the biggest defenders, or I guess the 3 actually were the 3 bottom teams with the 14% chance. But, you know, Phoenix, I think, definitely went out of their way a lot to make sure they were going to be in that bottom 3. I think Cleveland certainly threw in the towel early. You know, and remember, we still have their pick, too, protected 1 through 10. This year, I'm not sure what it is next year, but we've still got their first round pick if it's 1 through 8, I think, or maybe it's 1 through 10 again. But that's still in the deck for the Hawks too. But I think you're right, John. I think it did show teams that it's the way the thing is set up now that it's not going to work to be tanking, so to speak. And, you know, I think we did it the right way. The Hawks did, you know, trying to win every night. I think Steve Kuhnin made that point yesterday on his Twitter or in that story that The Athletic ran yesterday. You know, the Hawks did it the right way. They tried every night and put on a good show every night, and the young guys developed. And, you know, I think moving forward that a lot of teams are going to look at that and say, you know, it's not worth it to put our fans through what Phoenix, Cleveland, and New York put their fans through this year.
The other story that came out of this was, you know, when we went to the break, okay, we're in the middle of the draft lottery and there are four teams left, and two of them are New Orleans and Memphis, and two of them are the Knicks and Lakers. I sat there in the break and I looked over at my wife, and I looked over at the Maven, and I said, if it goes Knicks 1, Lakers 2, everybody's going to scream, this is rigged. And as it turns out, it went 3-4 for those two teams, and two of the smallest markets, you know, if they wanted to rig it, they would have sent Zion to New York and Ja to L.A., but that's not the way it worked out. So anybody talking about it being rigged, it got to stop.
Yeah, I mean, that you know, even going all the way back to the Patrick Ewing thing, I mean, I never really, you know, believed that. And, you know, and I've got to still think that we wanted John Konkak all along.
Yeah. Okay, you go that. You do that. Run with that.
But I think you're right, though. But I am, you know, the disappointment of not getting number one was certainly erased by the Knicks not getting number one, as far as I was concerned. You know, to see those two teams not get them was almost as satisfying as if we did get the number one pick. You know what I mean? It was just like, because all we've heard, and we still hear it today, I mean, you know, the Knicks. And, you know, everybody just assumed that he was going to go to the Knicks. And, you know, so it does prove that it, you know, everything's on the up and up.
You know, okay, Steve, I'm making you the GM right now. You get to make all the moves. How far you just said that the Hawks have the most chips to play with. How far would you be willing to deal, willing and dealing to get to the number one pick for you?
Boy, Hugh, that's a good question, and I honestly, you know, I don't think I'm in a place to answer that. I mean, I really couldn't say because, you know, I don't have the books in front of me with the salary cap and everything else.
So you got to factor in all. You got to factor in the money and everything. I'm not talking about giving up any piece. I'm not talking about giving up anything that's on our team. I'm not willing to go that far. Say, for some of those draft picks,
I wouldn't touch our core guys. I mean, if it were me, but you know, it's not me making those decisions. And you know, really, thank goodness it's not me making those decisions because. You know, I have enough trouble just calling the game and saying bad call by the officials, you know, all the time. So,
yeah.
But I really think Travis and Tony made it. Tony Ressler, I think, after the draft last night, said something that basically what Travis has been saying all along too is like, look, if we can't make this move forward with two top 10 picks, we shouldn't be doing this. So, you know, I think he has supreme confidence in what Travis and his people can do, and. And I think that, you know, Tony wants very much to win and build this thing up. And, you know, there are a lot of things can happen. And then you get from now until if you start looking ahead to July 1st, who knows what's going to be happening and, you know, who's going to be getting meetings with various players and agents. And it's just it's so fascinating that we have that period between right now and July 1st that with the draft stuck there on June 20th. That so many things can happen. So whatever happened last night happened last night, but I don't think it's going to be, when we look back on it, let's say in July, we're going to say, gee, things have changed so much, not only for the Hawks, but for all these teams that are going to be shuffling, wheeling, and dealing. So that's what makes, to me, it makes it great for NBA fans because it's become almost a year-round thing now where you can – it's kind of like the NFL. I mean, there's something happening all the time. There are moving pieces, and it's just exciting. I think, and we still have our great practice facility that's one of the top two or three in the NBA, maybe number one as a selling point. We've got Trae Young. We've got John Collins. We've got Kevin Huerter. We've got Amari Spellman to sell to free agents. So I think it's as disappointing it was not to get number one, but you just have to look at it. 8 and 10 are terrific. Even if we don't do anything with them other than use them. And it's a terrific time to be a Hawks fan because the new arena and everything else going forward, and just Atlanta as a selling point for NBA players. And Hugh, you know, John, how many guys, not only in the NBA but the NFL, live here and have places here. So I think we're on the come right now.
Steve Holman, play-by-play voice of the Hawks. We're talking about the fallout from last night's NBA draft lottery and what it means for the NBA, most specifically what it does mean for the Atlanta Hawks. All right, go with me on this, Steve. Let's just say that Travis Schlein can't get – either he doesn't want to try and package up to move up, or he can't get a deal that really makes any sense for him. And so the Hawks stay on June 20th on draft night. They go into draft night with the picks that they have, most specifically 8 and 10. How do you prioritize, from your standpoint, what the biggest needs are going to be? Could it be, do they need a shot-blocking big? Do they need a defensive forward? Do they need another shooter? They've got two picks in the top 10. What do they need?
Well, I think there are needs, but I think Travis has said this too to you guys even, and other people say it too. The biggest mistake a lot of teams make is drafting for need. And the best drafts usually turn out to be the ones where you take the best player that's on the board at that time, and then you deal with it after that. I mean, if you want to go specific, then
right,
you can yeah, maybe
that's,
move
that's,
something.
Or, right, but that's true. But I mean, but at the same time, you're not taking a point guard. I mean, you just don't need.
I would think not.
Right.
You know, we've got a pretty good one right now.
Yeah. So even if the best player on the board were a point guard, you wouldn't take one. So I mean, just all things being equal, I guess what I'm asking you for your basketball, not necessarily what Travis will do, but if you had to kind of define 8 and 10, and what maybe the best thing that, you know, presuming all players are equal, the positions that you would highlight.
Well, I think somebody up front with John would be a good thing. I don't know what's going to happen, with Dwayne. I think he's a free agent this year, Dwayne Dedman. I know Alex Len is still under contract, and he really showed a lot of improvement. So, I think the middle is in pretty good shape. And I guess you could always have another shooting guard to go along, with Kevin somewhere along the line. But, there are places you could look, I guess. And I don't know. As I look at it, I think that the depth becomes a big thing right now, and if you can do that and add to the pieces we have, I think that'll be a terrific draft.
Well, of course, you mentioned July 1st as well, and free agency. Given the number of players that are going to be available in free agency, I'm not going to ask you whether or not the Hawks have plenty of money to give a max contract to somebody, but is it they're not going to be on the sidelines, so I can't ask you if they will or won't, because we don't know if they'll find the right fit and it'll be worth the cash. But I'm just saying, I guess my point is the Hawks are not going to be sitting around and not taking part. Whether they can get the right guy is a different story, correct?
Yeah, correct. I mean, they're going to be active. I know that. I mean, I know Tony Ressler well enough to know that he wants to be active. I know Travis wants to be active. But the great thing I think about, and Travis has said this, I keep going back to what he's talked to you guys about, because, I always check that out when he's on with you. But when he said that teams have to be very careful on free agency, because he's seen so many teams spend money on the wrong player, and the way the salaries are right now, the big money that's out there, I mean, if you make a mistake, you're kind of stuck with it. And there are several teams that are in that boat right now that are stuck with it. And the great example is the Wizards. I mean, look at the money they still have tied up on John Wall. And you look at Houston and the big contract that they gave Chris Paul, who, not only is always hurt, but he's going to be, well over 35 years old by the time he reaches the end of that contract.
Hey, Steve, it's always a pleasure. I do appreciate your insight. We look forward now to what's going to take part on June 20th with the NBA draft and everything in between, too. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And I'm excited. I mean, really, if Hawks fans this morning are, kind of hanging their heads or whatever, don't, because 8 and 10, you could do a lot worse than two top 10 picks. And depending on what happens going forward, I think everybody's going to be very happy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.